Sometimes the most important thing a corrections chaplain says is nothing at all. In a place filled with orders, questions, and noise, quiet presence can become a rare form of care.
That sounds simple, but silence can feel uncomfortable in the field. A chaplain may wonder, should I ask another question, offer a prayer, find the right words? How do we know when silence is actually helping?
Helpful silence is not withdrawal. It is attentive. The chaplain stays present, keeps an open posture, and allows the care seeker to set the pace. Instead of rushing to explain pain or make it better, we communicate, you do not have to carry this moment alone.
And in corrections, that matters. People may have learned to guard every word. They may fear being judged, misunderstood, or overheard. A chaplain should not force disclosure. We can make room without demanding a story.
We might say, you do not have to talk right now. I can sit with you. Then we follow through. We do not fill the room with advice, easy answers, or religious language that the person has not invited.
Picture a care seeker who has just received news that a family member died. They arrive in the chapel, sit down, and stare at the floor. The chaplain offers a brief condolence, asks whether they want company, and then sits nearby. Several minutes pass without conversation.
That quiet is not wasted time. The chaplain is noticing breathing, body language, and changes in the person's level of distress. After a while, the chaplain may gently ask, "What would feel most supportive right now?" The answer might be prayer, a phone call request, more silence, or simply a glass of water.
Presence also includes safety. If the person says they want to die, plans to harm themselves, or appears unable to remain safe, silence alone is not enough. The chaplain follows facility policy, asks clear safety questions within their role, and connects the person with mental health or medical staff.
That is the refer, not treat boundary. Chaplains do not diagnose grief, trauma, depression, or any other condition. We offer spiritual care, document according to policy, and refer clinical concerns to qualified professionals. Staying in our lane protects the care seeker and supports the whole care team.
Silence can still remain part of that response. A referral does not require us to become cold or procedural. We can explain what is happening, remain nearby when permitted, and remind the person that seeking additional help is not a failure.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, emphasizes presence rather than fixing. In corrections, we cannot repair every loss, answer every question, or remove every consequence. We can offer steady, respectful companionship in the moment that is actually before us.
So when words fail, do not mistake that for failed ministry. Slow down, stay attentive, respect the person's choice, and act when safety requires it. Sometimes the clearest message a chaplain offers is simple, grounded presence. I am here, I am listening, and we will take the next right step.